I don't know about you, but whenever I think about weather control, I think about G.I. Joe.
Storm Shadow, raise the tempo!
There was this one episode where one of the bad guys builds this weather machine.
With my new invention, the Weather Dominator, I shall destroy G.I. Joe with the irresistible power of nature itself!
Turns out it's not just for supervillains.
It's not science fiction. It's about a third of the state of Texas has contracts with weather modification companies to engage in cloud seeding on an annual basis.
That's John Nielsen Gammon. He's the state's climatologist. Right now, cloud seeding can't make it rain. Let's just get that out of the way. But there is evidence it can make it rain more, 5, 10, 15% more.
The problem with that in a drought is 10% of nothing is nothing.
You see, for cloud seeding, the first thing you need is a cloud. But not just any cloud, the right kind of cloud, like a thundercloud. Yeah, that'll do it.
Many of the young thunderstorms that develop in Texas skies have a wealth of cloud water. Many, many trillions of tiny droplets.
But those little droplets don't necessarily come together all the time, says George Bomar. He runs the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation's Weather Modification Program. Yeah, that's a real thing.
The way Mother Nature grows large raindrops quickly is by providing many of these thunderstorms with an abundance of ice nuclei. Very tiny ice crystals.
So cloud seeding puts more of these nuclei into the cloud. For that, you need a plane and a chemical called silver iodide.
It's a trigger mechanism to cause that water to freeze.
Craig Funky is a pilot who's seeded clouds for years in South Texas. So he flies around the cloud and sets off flares that send out the silver iodide, which makes the water in the cloud freeze.
Instead of all these super cooled water droplets floating around this cloud, it freezes and the water attracts and freezes to that frozen drop.
So by inserting ice crystals, you speed up the process of growing a tiny cloud droplet into a rain droplet, which can then collide with neighboring droplets.
And when those droplets become heavy drops, they fall out of the cloud as rain, or at least more rain.
Unfortunately, it's most effective when you need it least, and it's least effective when you need it most.
That's the state's climatologist again, John Nielsen Gammon. Cloud seeding works well during normal wet weather patterns, but not so well in a drought. There just aren't enough of the right storm clouds. There are new techniques out there, salt crystals ground down to teeny tiny particles. Swiss scientists say they can make it rain with lasers, but finding the money for research is tough. George Bomar says local water districts should be developing and refining these capabilities when they're not needed.
And then when you go through the next drought cycle, you're going to be in a lot better shape. You're going to have more water in your aquifers and in your surface reservoirs, and it'll last you longer in the middle of a exceptional drought.
There are, of course, concerns that making it rain more in one place means it rains less somewhere else. Bomar says there's little evidence that that's the case, but those concerns are still out there, and there's a lot that's not known about how complex weather systems work. Take China, for example. The government there has a well-funded and well-known weather control effort, and they may have gotten a little more than they bargained for a few years ago. A storm reported to be a target of cloud seeding dumped the heaviest snow in decades and caused more than $500 million in damage. Even Cobra Commander would be awed by that. Matt Largie, KUT News.